afternoon, audio boo. I'm sitting at a traffic light right now, heading home to take the dog for a bit of a walk. But where I've actually been just now, and it's a bit of a, I feel a bit odd now. I've just been to the graduation ceremony for my education, multimedia design. Got my diploma, along with all my other classmates and all the other people graduating this year. It was a really nice ceremony. Although there's this Danish tradition where they want to celebrate something, everyone has to get together and sing a little song. In fact, we sang two. And it always confuses me when they do it, because they do it all occasions, actually. Someone will write a song based on a tune, a popular tune or something like that, and quite often they'll write the song so that it's personalised to the person that they're celebrating. But today, of course, it was just a couple of general songs, not really personalised to what was going on. But holding up that tradition that they have in Denmark of singing when they're celebrating something like a graduation or anything really, and a wedding anniversary or things like that. And it always makes it, I always find it a bit weird, because it's a tradition that that's upheld very often, and but when it actually comes to the actual singing of the song, nobody actually wants to do it. It's all a lot of people mumbling and not really smiling or looking like they're enjoying themselves. So I always find it funny that that this is a Danish tradition that is upheld, but at the same time, when it actually comes to the actual singing, that no one's really enthusiastic. So I find it weird that they actually uphold the tradition, because it's quite obvious that no one actually really enjoys it that much. But there you go, it's a tradition, and they did some singing today, a couple of songs at the beginning of the ceremony and also towards the end. And what was a funny surprise for me today is we because my wife and daughter came, of course, when we pulled up in the car, I got out of the car, and there was Christian Bennick from Redweb, which is where I've been doing my internship for the last part of my education. And I had no idea he was going to be there today, but he came because he was invited to give the keynote speech today for the event. So that was funny to bump into him, and he actually said he deliberately didn't tell me because he wanted it to be a funny surprise, and it was. So he gave the keynote speech today, and then we had a nice little chat after everything, just to say hey. And you know, he was very nice in shaking me by the hand and congratulating me on my diploma. And then we had a bit of a chat about some of the things that are still kind of ongoing from my time there, things that I need to finish still. But I've very much been in holiday mode, so I've not really been in that motivated to do that. There's only a couple of small things really, but we're just talking about, you know, we need to make sure we get them done, and we will do. It's just very much in holiday mode now for everybody. Denmark shuts down this time of year really for about 5 or 6 weeks now. If you want to try and ring someone on the phone, do business, do anything really, it ain't going to happen in the next 5 or 6 weeks. Denmark really just kind of goes on into some kind of hibernation through the summer because everyone goes on holiday and all that kind of stuff. So it's also a little bit of that, you know, suddenly now we're going into the holiday period, and so getting things done is not really on people's minds at the moment. Their minds are on taking some time off. So I kind of been taking a little bit of time off, but doing a little bit of freelance work, but mostly taking time off, to be honest, because, you know, I've had two very intense years of my education, and today has been kind of the celebration of finishing the education, actually being handed my diploma, shaking someone by the hand. And I was a bit emotional actually when I got it, when I got that piece of paper in my hand. I actually did feel quite emotional about it, partly because when I was younger, I wasn't very academic. I never ever thought I could do anything academic, or would be any good at it. I did really badly at school. I did really badly in my further education at that point, because I really wasn't dedicated enough then. So it really felt emotional today to walk away knowing I now have a degree. That's a big thing for me, because I never ever felt that I could actually achieve that. So I feel a bit sad that it's over, because it's been 2 years of my life. A bit melancholy because of the fact that I'm not going to be seeing really some of my fellow classmates probably anymore. I was in an international class, so some of them will be going home, some of them will be staying and carrying on their education, and I'll see them next semester, because I'm going to carry on my education, do a bachelor degree. But all in all, you know, a mixed bag of feelings. And of course, feeling very happy that I've finished and I've actually managed to achieve something, and do something that I never thought I'd be able to do, which is basically just pulling up to a light here. Something I never ever thought I could do, which is basically flourish in an academic environment. My grades have been really, really good. I've worked really hard. Maybe on some level, my kind of history, so to speak, academically, from when I was much younger, has really galvanized me to really try and do well while doing my degree. And I've got some really nice grades, which I'm really proud of. And I never ever thought I could do that. And it's got to the point now where my ambition now, above everything, is that I want to teach. That is going to be my focus. I want to teach multimedia design. That's part of my reason why I'm going on to do the bachelor degree. And I will go on and do a master's degree after that. And I can start to teach way before then, which is great. I've already volunteered to try and do some teaching of the multimedia design education, which is the one I've just finished, next semester. And the head of the department, Nina, has actually been gracious enough to say, yes, what a great idea, let's see if we can make it happen. And then in the new year, 2013, the aim is that they can actually kind of make it a bit more official, because at the moment I'm just going to volunteer and see where I can fill in, just to get some experience. And then in the new year, they can kind of budget it in a little bit more, I suppose, and make it a bit more part of the program that I'm around wanting to teach multimedia design. And then, of course, once I get the bachelor degree, then I'll be, I'll actually be qualified to teach. Or initially I'll be qualified to teach, and then of course I can go out and start, hopefully get some work teaching, and then while I'm doing that, carry on to a master's degree. And it's just weird where life takes you. I never ever 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 thought I'd be someone capable of doing that. I've always enjoyed teaching, I've always enjoyed running workshops and doing things like that, and I've actually, when I think back, even in my younger days, when academically I wasn't so good, I would always volunteer to run workshops, particularly when I was at acting school and stuff like that. If there were you know, if there are opportunities to go to schools and go to other places and help out with workshops and things like that, I was always the first to put my hand up. And it never actually really, really dawned on me until now that one of the things I love doing is teaching. And that seems to be what my future will be now. That's what I'm going to focus on. I've done a lot of things in my life, a lot of different things. Multimedia design, taking that education, was one of the best decisions I've ever made, you know, for myself. Getting the degree, I think, for me, is, I feel like it's one of my biggest achievements that I feel like I can be most proud of. Next to, of course, and very much equal to some of the things I've done in my personal life, my wife, my family, everything like that. Very, very proud of what we achieved together. But on a personal level, for me, getting the diploma in multimedia design is really, you know, getting the degree is really dropped it into place for me that I can do these things. I am someone who can flourish in an academic environment, and I am someone who can contribute when it comes to wanting to teach others how to do certain things. So yeah, it's been a mixed day really, with everything. I'm feeling a bit emotional now. I'm driving home now because I've got to walk the dog, and then I've got to drive back into town again and have dinner with my mother-in-law and my wife and everybody. Not really a celebration of my graduation, but we decided we would all get together anyway. But yeah, just been a day of achievement, but also a day of melancholy, a lot of mixed feelings about a lot of different things. But out of all of it, just the feeling of pride that I managed to achieve something, and the feeling that I know where I'm headed, I know what I want to do, and I'm going to start focusing on that. Start focusing on taking everything I've done in my entire life and wrapping it up in some way and using it to teach people, to teach multimedia design. Because it's more than just knowing about code, it's more than knowing about design, it's more than knowing about communication, it's about, to a certain degree, it's about passing on experience and life experience. And I certainly have a bit of life experience behind me to pass on to. So, yeah, that's been the day, really. That's a bit of a long boo, but I'll wrap it up now. And I'm going to go and walk the dog. Going to have that dinner with my family, and tomorrow I'm actually going to participate in World Social Media Day in Cork in Ireland. I'm not actually going there, I'm going to be part of a Google Hangout that's there to demonstrate what you can do with Google Hangouts during one of the sessions there, the Social Media Day in Ireland. So that's going to be exciting. And I'm going to log in there and see what I can contribute there. And looking forward to that tomorrow. But for now, I'm going to relax, think of other things, enjoy time with my family, and stare at my degree certificate and wonder how the heck I ever managed to get it.